Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Now, back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Larry Kudlow. This is the Larry Kudlow Show. We bring in my great friend John McLaughlin, pollster, strategic consultant. He's the CEO of McLaughlin and Associates. John, thanks for coming on. I saw a Newsmax article, Brother Jim, saying that former President Trump has a very wide lead in the GOP primary over undeclared candidate Governor Ron DeSantis. Can you confirm this, John McLaughlin?
yes, it's true. As full disclosure, Jim and I worked for President Trump, as you know, and we've always worked for him. And the Biden-Bragg radical left indictment of Donald Trump backfired. The campaign had us. We published the monthly poll that we put on our website March 21st, and Trump was ahead in that poll and has been going ahead since January. But the Trump campaign had us do a flash, you know, an emergency brush fire poll right after the indictment. And April 1st, we had the numbers where we literally did it. We had it one day where Trump in the Republican field had gone from January 52-40 over DeSantis to 63-30. And in the multi-candidate field, he was leading in January 43-31, Pence at 5. And right after the indictment, went to 51-21, and Pence was at 6, and Haley 4, and Mitt Romney 2, everybody else left. So the Republicans have coalesced. But the one thing I've said to President Trump is the real crime you committed is that you've been beating Joe Biden in the polls for over a year. And in this poll, he was leading nationally among all likely voters across the country. He was leading Joe Biden 47-43. Since then, a whole series of other polls have come out and reflected what our poll showed, where the real clear politics average of media polls that usually don't favor us have Trump ahead 44-42 over Biden. So it would be a Trump landslide. Because remember, Larry, in 16 and 20, when we were working together, Trump was never ahead in the national popular vote. It's on our website at McLaughlinOnline.com. We were losing the national popular vote. Now we're winning the national popular vote. We were always competitive in the battleground states. But the country, because the number one issue is the economy. Half the voters are telling us it's the economy. And the number one thing is inflation, which you and Steve Forbes were talking about. Steve's got a great book. You've got great policies. We've got to get the economy growing again and inflation under control. And that's what Donald Trump did. Well, and that's the best contrast he has against Biden.
I want to insert this because there's this view, John McLaughlin, the view that the indictments, they help him, Donald Trump, in the primary race, but they hurt him in the general election race. Now, it's interesting. This was the subject of a piece in the New York Sun by a reporter, but I went back and looked at a whole bunch of polls, Real Clear Politics, that did not confirm that in fact, Trump's improvement in the primary is accompanied by his improvement with Biden. Now, it's close. I mean, he's ahead of Biden in these polls, including, I think, your poll by just a couple of points. But there's no evidence that his rise in the primaries means he's going to crash against Biden, or that, you know, like Karl Rove's of the world are saying, Trump is the easiest guy for Biden to beat. There's really no polling evidence of that.
No. And your piece in the Sun was dead on. And that ABC poll that people have talked about was only 566 adults from an Ipsos panel. And then they asked if their second question in the poll was, if you were aware Donald Trump paid hush money to an adult porn star. And that seems to be the media mantra in the bias polls. They throw that in first where they're aware of it or think it's serious. Then they start asking questions and they bias it because, but the, what they're missing is in the Trump poll that we published, when we asked people if Biden and the radical left have weaponized the justice system, among all voters, 48-39, they agreed with that. That's all voters. Republicans agreed 82-11.
Mm.
And are the Democrats spending too much time, resources going after Donald Trump with phony political attacks and wasting tax dollars instead of taking on real issues, economy, inflation, crime, immigration, national security? They agree 57-35. Republicans agree 88-8. People are suffering. The economy, this inflation is a hidden tax.
Mm-hmm.
We get people, you know, working class people who love Donald Trump now and are the mainstay of the Republican Party tell us they have to decide whether to buy gas or food.
Mm.
And when they go to young families going to a supermarket, they're paying $400 what used to be $200 a trip. And so there's this hidden tax. And Biden's getting worse. I mean, they're telling us we can't have gas stoves. Mm. We're going to have electric cars that nobody can afford. I mean, no average person. Anyway. Wait,
we haven't voted. No one voted on ending the internal combustion engine.
Right.
But John McLaughlin, the really important thing here is that, look, all these candidates have to talk about the economy, prosperity, growth, inflation, regulations, taxes. In other words, I wrote this column. There's a good big piece in the Wall Street Journal yesterday. There are social issues that have to be discussed. But if the GOP is going to win, their biggest trump card, if you will, is limited government and economic growth and prosperity. They've got to have economic messages, John.
Absolutely. You and I. By the way, they're having a big debate now because of entitlements again. Here we go, the Republicans saying we're going to have to cut benefits to Social Security.
Just
Medicare.
Grow the economy, for Christ's sake.
Exactly.
Just grow the economy.
For you.
I mean,
we make the Trump tax cuts permanent, get rid of the regulations, let the economy grow. The money will be there. It's the only way you can do it.
You know, Kevin Hassett, who's a very smart guy, all right, former chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors, Kevin said just repealing the new regulations put in place by Biden, just repealing the new regulations would increase the economic growth rate, John, by 1% per year. That's how onerous they are. Now, Trump came out with a good deregulation thing. I haven't read it carefully, but I scanned it. It looked very good. DeSantis is attacking the Fed. I like that a lot. In other words, the GOP's bread and butter is going to be the economic message. That's the point. I'm not saying social issues don't matter, but I'm saying if they want to win, it's got to be an economic message.
Absolutely. It's the foundation. Because when 85% of all voters tell us that they've been negatively impacted by inflation, 42% tell us that they're having trouble making ends meet.
Mm-hmm.
You have to grow the economy. You have to put a lid on inflation, grow the economy. And then, you know, when you're talking about, like, we work for the Job Creators Network, small businesses, they want their tax cuts permanent. They have they want to get rid of these regulations. They're getting killed right now by all these regulations that Biden's putting on businesses. So you're absolutely right. And
you're
going to have to look forward.
Let me just switch gears a second. We're running out of time. But why are they booing Mike Pence at the NRA thing? What's Pence? I mean, Pence is behind. I don't think he's going to get the nomination. But he's a good man. He's a personal friend of mine. He's a good, solid. Why are they booing him? What did he do?
I think I wasn't there, but he's a senator, and you're right. Mike Pence is a longtime friend. I polled for him when he first ran for Congress, and we worked together when he was a very good vice president. But he's running against Donald Trump right now.
Right.
And the Republicans and the right have unified around Trump.
John McLaughlin, thank you, buddy. Donald Trump very much in the game, but the economic issues are going to be crucial. I'm Kudlow, folks. Stick around. Little break, and the other side of the break, we're going to do some stock market work. How about that?